It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus. Your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
A mistake that many people made over the holiday season. Oh, man. A mistake that many people made over the holiday season, it's pretty simple. When you buy stuff over the holiday season, that quite frankly, you buy so much stuff, you just don't need it. I raised my hand because I fell into that category too. I actually today, before the show, I took back some stuff that I didn't need. I had bought gifts for family members between gift cards and then like the smaller stuff like a candle. Like for certain relatives, a candle is a good gift. Like I love candles. Like if I'm cleaning up, light a candle. You got to pay attention because you can't just like leave them unattended. But like I think candles are awesome, right? I took one back because I bought too many, okay? There were a couple of family members that I thought I would see this time of year, didn't see. I thought I was going to be out of town for the holidays, wasn't out of town like I expected to be. So I had stuff to take back. Go get my money back. I'm not just wasting. I'm going to wait a year to give a gift? No, I'm not going
to
do that.
Well, you don't have to buy it next year then.
So now I got to hold on to stuff for a year.
It's just like buying something after the holidays when everything's marked down.
To me, there's certain things that you could go ahead and push it off to the side and you don't have to think nothing of it. And then there's other stuff I'm just kind of like, nah, I'm just going to go ahead and get my money back. I'll deal with it next year when it's time to do. That's the beauty of holiday shopping, right? Is that I got to go out and get stuff.
There's always another one.
Why am I going to get ahead of it on a year ahead? No, man. You're trying to take fun times away from me. I'm not going to do that. Right. So the bottom line is that one of the things that we tend to do is we spend money on gifts that nobody wants. Okay? And I know that you guys out there have done the same thing. I know that I did it this year. 651-461-9226. So this is what you have to try to do. I've learned my lesson, okay? Unless you know definitively that somebody enjoys something or likes something or this is one of their things, you can't buy it for them. You have to know, and I'm going to give you the example. So for me, the thing that I bought this year for one of my aunts was a gift card, okay? Mm-hmm. It was a gift card to, because she likes to go to different little, you know, establishments and, you know, eat or whatever.
Okay.
And it's not like a sit-down restaurant. She likes to grab stuff quick. Raising Cane's. And you got to know this particular aunt, right? This would suit her. But this is the thing. She no longer has a car. And she doesn't necessarily know anything about racing gangs. So when I started to think about it, when she asked me about it, I thought about where she lives. And I thought about where the Raising Cane's are that I know of. And there's not one by her. So now I've messed up. I bought my aunt essentially a gift that she can't use or that she has to bother her daughters with in terms of getting to said establishment.
So she can use it.
So there's only one way that's going to play out. She's going to bug one of her three daughters to get to said place,
mm-hmm.
or she's not going to use it at all. She's not going to use that gift card at all.
And so, that's the hard part.
So I may have spent my money on a gift card that's not going to get used. And you know what the number was this year with holiday shoppers? Not in terms of this year, but in terms of previously. They said that $10.1 billion holiday shoppers has spent on gifts that nobody wants.
Oof. With a B?
That's an amazing number, yes.
Yeah. No thanks.
According to, yes. That is insane to me.
That is a ton of wasted money.
Let me repeat that. Holiday shoppers. $10.1 billion on gifts that nobody wants. According to a survey, a new survey finds the answer is likely, when asked the question, does this person really want what I'm buying them? The answer is likely no. Mm-hmm. Researchers have found that more than half of Americans, 53%, will receive a gift they don't want. I know that I'm not the only one out there that probably bought a family member a gift that they just won't use. 651-461-922. I bet everybody's done that.
But I think the thing that's different with you, though, Henry, is that you bought something for your aunt knowing that it was something that she likes, something that she would use, but ultimately she's
I didn't know that for sure. That's the problem, and I acknowledge that.
She likes Raising Cane's, so you were like, you were going to get.
I didn't say that. I did not say that. That's not what I said. What I said was she likes grab and go spots and food places like that. She's never been to Raising Cane's.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
That was the assumption that I made myself that she knew about Raising Cane's. Like here I am sitting here thinking that my aunt knows about Raising Cane's and she doesn't know anything. I'm assuming that she knows about Raising Cane's like everybody knows about Chick-fil-A. That's the assumption that I made. And I shouldn't have made that assumption.
But with a gift card, though, I'll kind of go along those lines, though. With a gift card, you know that it's something that she can get some use out of, even if it might take her, a little bit of talking to one of her daughters to have it. Now, if you got somebody just something that they're not going to use at all, something that's just going to be, you put it on Facebook Marketplace, or you'll put it in a garage sale, or you'll stuff it in the attic. You'd be like, I don't know,
Well, nobody purposely buys somebody something that they know they'll never use. No one does that.
But see, I think the problem, though, when you're talking about getting somebody something that they're not going to use, you're getting them something that you think they would use based on what you would do, but you don't really. I think when you run into that, it's when you don't really know somebody. You know what I mean? I think a lot of people would buy I think they'd love this stuffed squirrel. Well, they hate squirrels, but they like stuffed animals. Raccoons or whatever. Yeah, it's. So I feel like you're like, okay, I think they would, but without knowing them definitively, you can be like. But a gift card, I feel, is a way to almost offset that because.
But isn't that the point, though, with holiday shopping nowadays? Because we see how much money gets spent, is that you can't really risk it anymore. Like assuming that somebody will like something because you think that they might. Like you got to take the thinking out of it. You kind of have to know.
Well, and that's exactly why you go out and you get a gift card. If you don't know this person, you don't know them well, then yeah, one thing you do is you absolutely, you get a gift card. This is one of the reasons why I used to love, you know, when I was younger, being a part of Secret Santa was all fun. But now it's like, okay, you got to go out and you get something for a coworker. It's like, you know, a coworker on a very elementary level for the most part. But it's like, what do you have to get this person within a certain price point that you think they're going to enjoy? And it's just a lot of work to try and figure out what people might like. And it kind of takes the fun out of it because, I mean, the last thing, and you can.
Then you got to make it more generic.
Yes. And you can't just look at something and say, oh, gee, that's nice. A pair of socks. Yeah. I mean, what is it? The old joke. It's socks and underwear. That's what you get for Christmas. I mean, it's
something everybody needs.
Well, yes, it is. But then you're like, oh, gee, thanks. I got this. And you're like, it's not really anything you're going to look at and be like, oh, man, it's something I've really wanted. So. It's very tough.
Hindsight, what should have been the move for me? In hindsight. Because I know what I should have done.
Just get like a general gift card?
What I should have done was done the, I'll give them just a Visa or an American Express gift card.
And that way,
money.
It's not a specific.
Everybody can use money.
It's not a specific restaurant or retail or whatever. So, I mean, you look back at it. Yeah, I still feel like the sentiment was nice.
For sure.
I mean, yeah, it happens. I'm sure she was thankful, and you know what? When she does get that raisin cane, if she gets it with the pepper sauce, she's going to love it. She's going to love it with the pepper sauce.
It's called cane sauce.
It's I don't know what it's called, but
no, just told you what it's called. It's called cane sauce.
That doesn't mean I'm not going to call it pepper sauce. I'll call it Cane's pepper sauce then.
Why are you disrespecting Raising Cane's?
I'm not disrespecting Raising Cane's.
You are.
How am I disrespecting
it? You're calling their sauce something that, I mean, I don't get it.
I call it pepper sauce because it's got pepper in it. I mean, I'm not disrespecting. I like the sauce. How can I be disrespecting the sauce if I like the sauce?
It's called cane sauce.
I like the sauce. If I said I didn't like it, then I would say that with a negative connotation. I like the sauce. I will get extra Cane's pepper sauce. When I go to Raising Cane's, I will get extra sauce. If I have to pay for extra sauce, I will.
I'm on their website right now.
Mm-hmm.
One serving, 190 calories in it. And for the record, it's called cane sauce, like I said.
Okay. Well, you can have your fancy titles. I'm still going to call it pepper sauce.
Coming up next, we don't need fancy titles. We just need the bite of the night. That's next year on The Lake Show.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair has got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, before we get into the bite of the night, I want to send a shout-out to my friend Megan. She is listening to the show. She just texted me a super sexy candle that she has. So we love candles on this show. We love I love a nice candle. You sound like you're not a fan of candles. She loves candles. She sent me a photograph of a candle that she has lit, super dope. That she bought at Costco, by the way. I'm a fan of Costco. Yeah. You know that. But anyway, we're big fans of candles.
I like candles. The problem is with pets, you can't have them because pets have a tendency to get into things. Mm-hmm. And we had one time a cat actually lit his tail on fire when he got too close to a candle and burned his tail.
Yeah. That's not good.
Not good.
All right, tonight we got several bites of the night. Okay, several bites of the night that we'll get to. Well, a couple of bites of the night that we'll get to here in this segment. The first is actually a spin on a take that I've had, and we talked about it a little bit in the opening hour. With regards to NIL, Marcus Spears, who's one of my favorite analysts on ESPN, former NFL defensive lineman, and does a great job breaking down the NFL in his analysis for ESPN. He once won a national championship at LSU, okay? And LSU, shocker, SEC, right? SEC. SEC's been dominant. We know it's been the premier conference in the country in college football. Marcus Spears had a take on NIL, and it kind of falls in line with what I've been talking about in terms of how, like, NIL has kind of evened the playing field a little bit, right? Like, we still got to deal with the transfer portal stuff, whatever. But this is Marcus Spears on how NIL and the transfer portal has changed the state of the SEC conference.
So this is how I explain the SEC to people. Your second and third guys can win Heismans and be first-round draft picks. That no longer exists.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Those guys are going to other schools, mm-hmm.
Correct.
Starting early and
Fair.
Playing. Fair. RC knows this. Guys on LSU roster when we were there that didn't play were first-round picks in waiting. Mm-hmm. It was no
yes,
question
sir.
That they
yep.
weren't going to be first-round draft picks, really good player, superstar. You just had to wait because it was another Heisman yes. Trophy winner or another first-round mm-hmm. draft pick in front of you. That's what has changed in the SEC. And I don't want to hear nobody talk about the SEC and how people hate that they weren't dominant. Damn, conference won 13 out of 15 national yeah. championships. That's the reality yep. of where they were. The NIL and the transfer portal have changed that.
I agree with that. I 100% agree with that. Like, how can anybody dispute that? When you look at the transfer portal and you look at the way things have shaken out, he's right. There are guys that would wait and bide their time
mm-hmm.
and sit behind this quarterback or that quarterback. Like, for instance, the kid that went to Nebraska, Rayola or whatever, he was at Georgia. He had committed to Georgia. He had committed to Georgia, but Georgia's got like a pipeline of people, right? So he's like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go ahead and get away from that commitment and go to Nebraska. When you who was it? Justin Fields was at Georgia.
Yes.
Justin Fields
yep.
left Georgia. He went to Ohio State.
Yep.
So I think it just gives other institutions opportunities to have really good players play.
I think the days of having a pipeline of like Alabama and all those running backs, you know, you got somebody waiting behind somebody, and then you have like these. You know, big time backfields or these, you know, big time, you know, Caleb Williams was, you know, behind Jalen Hurts and, you know, whatever, things like that. Yeah, like but those.
You had Tua behind Jalen Hurts.
You had Tua behind Jalen Hurts.
And then Jalen Hurts goes to Oklahoma.
Yeah. So you have a lot of pieces that are constantly moving now. But at the end of the day, isn't parity good? Like, they want, we want parity. We got parity in the NFL. Hell, the Vikings have a chance for home field advantage on Sunday night. You've got parity in college basketball, you know? So I feel like parity in college football, all for it.
Look at Ohio State right now. Look at their quarterback, Will Howard. Do you know where he went to school before he got to Ohio State?
No.
He was at Kansas State.
Okay.
It just gives you opportunities, man. I don't know why people are not.
It's NIL. Kids are going to go do where the opportunity
job.
Is at.
Do a better job. Do a better job. All right, let's get to the other soundbite of the night. J.J. Redick from the L.A. Lakers, head coach of the L.A. Lakers. He took some shots at basically he says that enough people are super critical of the NBA, and that is the reason why people think that the NBA is just terrible. And that's why people aren't watching. It's because we criticize and we talk trash about the NBA so much, which I totally disagree with. And you know who else disagrees with that take? That will be one Charles Barkley.
What's he just talking about, folks on TV?
What did he say? He said something about we're the reason people ain't watching this crappy product we got. That's JJ. Yeah, us. Like, we out there jacking up 103s a night. JJ, I don't know Jason Monroe. I don't know who that is, but JJ, you come for the king, you better not miss. Because I can get you, brother, because I got, remember, I got your Lakers games. You can't hide them flaws they got. You just a dead man walking. They got rid of Frank Vogel, who did a good job. They got rid of Darvin Ham, who did a good job. But you came out there thinking you were going to change things with that same ugly girl you went on the date with.
64-51 was your halftime score. Lakers, as we get back to the highlights. Rudy Gobert.
So he came in there thinking, I can make this thing work. Yeah, you can.
77-71.
Put some makeup on that pig.
Man, Lakers are pigs.
The Lakers stink, man.
Oh, man, okay.
Come on, man.
Tatum, by the way, has
30-30. Charles Barkley is 100% correct, and that was Charles Barkley last night on NBA on TNT addressing J.J. Redick. J.J. Redick is wrong here, okay? It's not analysts and media pundits talking about the NBA and us taking shots at the league that's making people not watch. You know what's making people not watch? When I watch a basketball game between the Boston Celtics and I can't remember who the other team was, and they took 106 threes.
Yeah.
That no one wants to watch that. I'm sorry, JJ. And Charles Barkley kept it real. He's like, because all he said was, is JJ, the LA Lakers aren't winning a damn thing this year. You're not a contender for the championship, and you're just trying to create a distraction from your job. And he's 100% right. J.J. Redick needs to just focus in on coaching the Lakers and don't get caught up in anything with the media and what people have to – wasn't he just an analyst on ESPN a year ago?
Yes.
He was an analyst. He was doing a podcast with LeBron, and now all of a sudden he's got something to say about analysts? Dude, just coach.
If the Lakers were having a great year, he'd love people talking about the game. He'd love the positive. It's just frustrating, right? When you see a game and you know it's not good.
And Barkley's right.
He is.
You're not the upgrade that you thought that you were.
No.
The Lakers aren't any better right now with you than they were with Darvin Ham. The Lakers aren't any better with J.J. Redick than when they had Frank Vogel. They're not.
They're just guys. J.J. Redick as a head coach is just a guy. There's nothing about J.J. Redick. I thought he was a great podcaster, like a really good podcaster, really good analyst. But then you get to the NBA sidelines and you're basically doing what LeBron wants.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're the coach of the L.A. Lakers, you have no pull. You do what LeBron says.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what happens.
Hey, real quick, let me give you guys an update that are maybe driving around and listening. And maybe you have you're wondering what's happening with the Gopher game. They are in the second quarter. The Minnesota Golden Gophers are trailing Virginia Tech 7-0. I know we're big time favorites in this bowl game, Duke's Mayo Bowl. We just hit a big play though. We're all the way down to the 10-yard line for We just scored a touchdown. Yeah. But this is the deal. So we're giving you the play by play real quick. But prior to that play, that touchdown pass, they hit a deep shot to Daniel Jackson. We don't have the sound on here in the studio because we're doing radio, but Daniel Jackson on the back end after he caught that big play, I don't know what the injury is. I'll have to check Twitter here in the next commercial break, but, man, his head hit the concrete pretty darn hard. I would not be shocked if he had a concussion.
Yeah, he caught the ball.
But he got whipped around and his helmet went to the ground.
Yeah, the defender was reaching for the ball, and as the defender went down, his leg kind of got caught underneath the defender.
Yep.
And yeah, the back went down, and then his head just like slammed against the turf, and they were out checking on him. It didn't.
Yeah, but they had to go to commercial break.
Yeah, they had to.
Yeah.
And yeah, a nice little trick play.
So now they're all tied at 7 apiece. The Gophers. That's a nice little quick strike after they gave up the touchdown to Virginia Tech. They're all tied at 7 apiece. All right, coming up next, we'll take a look at the local weather. Then after that, when do we take threats at bars serious? We get to that next year on the Lake Show.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
And real quick, with regards to the Gopher game, my bad. It was Brockington that was injured on that play. Just wanted to clear that up. Brockington injured on that play. We'll get you an update on his status here in a little bit. But I asked an interesting question going into the break because I think that we have to start taking threats at bars more serious. You may have heard about a gentleman who was tragically killed on New Year's Eve. He was stabbed to death. He was a patron at a bar. And the gentleman that died, his name is Benjamin Matter. And this happened in Wyndham. Very unfortunate situation that anybody would lose their life on New Year's Eve, whether it's a DUI or whatever, but in that way, fatally stabbed at a bar, okay, in southwestern Minnesota. And to me, this entire situation, when you read the details of what took place, it makes you wonder and ask the question of when do we take threats at bars serious, okay? Let me read to you guys the as the way that the Minnesota Star Tribune laid it out, the complaint related to the court document, okay? Officers summoned to the bar saw Mr. Matter, who was unconscious, receiving aid from other patrons. He was stabbed twice, once in the chest and lung area, and also in his abdomen. And he died at the Wyndham Hospital around 12:30 a.m. on Wednesday. At the same time, other patrons were restraining the suspect, whose face appeared swollen and bloody. Police seized a bloody hunting knife from a nearby table. A bar employee told police that the suspect was playing pool with the victim and others when at some point the suspect, quote, was being cocky and making others mad, the complaint read. Some in the group told bartenders about the suspect's behavior, and he apologized. The suspect walked outside and threatened to shoot the employee who spoke to police. And Matter, who is the deceased, also told the employee that the suspect mentioned pulling a gun on him. The suspect went back inside, sat at the bar, and he was warned to stop talking about a gun. Eventually, some of the bar's regulars escorted the suspect outside after a bartender told him to leave. The gentleman then went to a semi-trailer truck parked nearby, walked back toward the bar, brandishing a knife that was 6 to 8 inches long, and went inside. Again, was escorted out of the bar by three people. He went back in again with the knife, and the victim tried to stop him. The suspect made a couple of stabbing motions, and a friend of the deceased punched the suspect. Before patrons overpowered him, he confronted a lady and threatened to kill her, she told law enforcement. I am heartbroken for Benjamin Matter's family. I am. This is unfortunate. It never should have happened. His sister posted on an online fundraising campaign page, Ben absolutely adored and was so in love with his future wife. Ben was a dad of two amazing children. So you have two children, no longer have a father, and a fiance that will not have a husband. This is heart-wrenching, okay? And there were two other victims that survived being stabbed. I think that a lot of times, and I'm basing this off of my experience, and I'll let you hop in here in a second. But I think that a lot of times we're in bar situations and people have too much to drink. I think that we give people a little bit too much rope and leeway because of the alcohol that they've consumed. People will say things and we will chalk it up to the alcohol. Whether it's I'll do this to you, I'll do that to you, I will punch you in your face, I will shoot you. None of that is acceptable. So I just think that, especially when I see this and how this turned out, that gentleman should not have been allowed that many times to walk out, walk in, walk out, walk in. And I'm not saying that anybody did anything wrong here. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm not trying to say that the people at this bar in Wyndham did anything wrong. What I'm saying is that I hope that we learn from this and that we move forward and we start to take these threats seriously. Because when people start talking about I'll shoot up the place or I'll go do this and I'll do this, like that's when people are resorting to threats of physical violence, we should take that thing seriously and the authorities should be called.
I agree, but I think when you're dealing with a smaller rural area and you've got, and I'm going by my, you know, my own experience being in a, you know, smaller cities and, you know, bars. And I've been to Wyndham. I've been through Wyndham. I don't know where it's at, but I know exactly, you know, where Wyndham is because I've been through there many times. When you've got an outsider like this gentleman from San Diego coming in and raising hell and basically being a nuisance, as an outsider, the only thing you want to do is you want to have fun with your friends and the people that go there on a regular basis. If somebody comes in, you're like, hey, man, just chill, you know, just chill, go do your thing. Then he's like, OK, I'm sorry. Then he come back and he does it again. In that situation, to me, you don't want to get the authorities involved.
Why not?
Well, number one, you just don't. A lot of times you don't have the resources. You don't have the resources in these smaller towns. When you might not have a deputy or a sheriff or anybody that can come right to you to try and fix it, try and solve it. I do agree that maybe something should have been done earlier.
I'm not blaming people here.
Yeah, but you try and do what you can to quell the situation because sometimes you just don't have those resources available.
I agree with you. It doesn't sound like the resources weren't available, though. It does not sound like that. It sounds like the resources were when they needed to get the police involved. It sounds like they were available. So I don't. I'm not going to go with the resources weren't available card because it didn't sound like that. I'm not saying that they're always available, but that's with anything like big city, small city, whatever it is. Like sometimes you just can't get people to you right ASAP. I get all of that. I don't think that this is about a big town, small town thing at all. And so I'm not going with the and I get what you mean by rural because I've been in rural areas, too. I don't factor that in here. Secondly, I think more so this person being an outsider. You don't know this person at all. You don't know their history. They're not one of us. They're not somebody that you have knowledge of. It's not like it's the town drunk. That, you know what I'm saying, that everybody grew up with and they've known for the last 20 years and he's just full of hot air. Like, that's – you don't know what this person's capable of.
Well, yeah, but see, that's kind of – you want to handle it in a mature manner. Like, people, you know, in these smaller towns, you know, not to go back to when Walz was on the campaign trail, but a lot of people do just mind their own damn business. That's the way that a lot of these towns are. Like, they're very close-knit.
The people in the bar were agitated at the suspect. It says that.
Yes.
Now, it wasn't just one person. A bunch of people in the bar were not happy with this guy.
Yeah. So I do agree that authorities, maybe they should have been called earlier. I mean, obviously, they should have been called earlier. But a lot of times, you try and just take care of it and solve it with a good old boys club where you try and be like, hey, you know, that's not how we do things here. You need to just chill. You try and handle it on your own. And when somebody's like, hey, man, I'm sorry. You take them at their word.
Yes. The first time around. This is not back in the day. This is not Andy Griffith. We got people that are lunatics out here. Text line 612. Back when I drank, I took every threat seriously and just left. It's never worth it. I know me personally, when people get to threatening people, me personally, mm-hmm. I leave. Now, I'm not saying that every person should have to do what Henry Lakes does. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that you have to leave. You're going to do whatever you want to do. But I know me personally, I'm like the texture, I leave. Whenever I see people fighting at bars or getting into it or something's about to happen, I immediately exit the building. I don't wait for anything, even like when you're out, let's say you're outside of a bar mm-hmm. and people are getting ready to throw blows outside. I make sure I get to my car as fast as possible.
And you're completely removed from it.
I don't want to be the victim to a gunshot that wasn't meant mm-hmm. for me, that was meant for some. I don't want to be around it. But I guess my point is that, and let me repeat this for the third time, I am not saying that anybody at that bar did anything wrong. I guess the overarching point that I'm trying to make is I think that we live in such a day and a time now where we have to start being more vigilant and taking people at their word when they're doing things like making threats. Threats of physical violence, especially people you don't know at all.
And these folks did what they could to de-escalate. Yeah. Like, they tried to de-escalate it.
And look, maybe none of this would have prevented Mr. Matter from being killed. It's just heartbreaking, man.
It is.
It really is.
Absolutely. And, I mean, that's a good people down in Wyndham. And this is something that, I mean, it's – even though the person, the victim is from there, the suspect is not – this is something that's going to take a while for them to get over.
Absolutely. Like, I mean, there are people that witnessed this.
Yeah. I mean, that's people in Wyndham. Man, my heart's with you.
651-461-9226. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We've got headlines. That's next year on The Lake Show. That's right. Headlines. Final headlines of the week with Christopher Tubbs. CT, what you got?
All right, let's get to it. H. Lake Candlelight events at Minnesota State Parks are back, and it's a decades-long tradition. Sarah Burhau with the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources says people are always happy at these events. I think a lot of us kind of get cabin fever in the winter. Now, this is a really nice opportunity to go out and enjoy nature in a new way, get some fresh air even if it's cold. Now, there are 20 events this year at 17 different locations. Now, she says you can bring a flashlight if you want to, but you won't need to. It's a candle about every 15 feet or so, and a lot of these events get planned kind of on purpose when there's going to be a full moon. Also, if there's no snow, it enhances the experience even more, but no snow is in the forecast for most of Minnesota over the next week. So what is a candlelight event? It's an opportunity for people to hike, snowshoe, or cross-country ski along lighted trails. Quote, the length of the trail varies a little bit from one location to another, and if people are comfortable and want to do the entire trail, great. She says if that's a little bit too long, you could just do part of it. Most of the trails are shorter in length. Most are more than 1 mile. She says most of the trails are great for beginners and kid-friendly. First of 20 candlelight events at the Minnesota State Parks is tonight at the Luching Line State Trail in Plymouth and moves around the state through February. For the events calendar, you can go to our website, WCCORadio.com.
All right, let's keep it real. What's been the theme of the night? We light candles on this show. We do. You already peeped it. Megan's texting me pictures of her candles. I'm talking about I love candles. Mm-hmm. You know, we're talking about Costco candles, and now you're talking about candlelight events.
I guess the show's too
I like it, man.
Hey, man.
Let's go.
Show's too hard to candle, you know? Hey, alcohol is a leading cause of cancer. This just came out today, a risk that should be clearly labeled on drinks Americans consume. This according to the U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy. Now, Murthy's advisory comes as research and evidence mounts about the bad effects that alcohol has on human health, but his proposal for a label would require a rare approval from the U.S. Congress. That'll go well. Americans should be better informed about the link between alcohol and cancer. And particularly, Murthy argues with his advisory, noting alcohol consumption is to blame for nearly 1 million preventable cancer deaths in the U.S. over the last decade. But 20,000 people die every year from those alcohol-related cancer cases, according to his advisory.
You know, I think that one thing that we need to start doing in America, just like other countries around the world, are the products that have so many harmful things in that are being sold.
Mm-hmm.
We got to do a better job of taking those harmful products out. Like, there's a lot of stuff that gets sold here in the U.S.
Agreed.
That's not sold overseas because of dyes that are in them and all these other.
Mm-hmm.
And if we need to
all these chemicals,
go ahead and start doing stuff with like the alcohol and all, we got to do the same thing with all these other products too.
Absolutely. Hey, Apple agreed to pay $95 million in cash to settle a proposed class action lawsuit claiming that its voice-activated Siri assistant violated users' privacy.
Ooh.
A preliminary settlement was filed on Tuesday night in the Oakland, California federal court, requires approval by a U.S. district judge. Mobile device owners complained that Apple routinely recorded their private conversations after they activated Siri unintentionally and disclosed these conversations to third parties such as advisors, voice assistants, and voice assistants typically react when people use hot words such as, hey, Siri.
Hey, Siri.
Yeah, well, exactly. Now, two plaintiffs said their mention of Air Jordan sneakers and Olive Garden restaurants triggered ads for those products. Another said he got ads for brand name surgical treatment after discussing it, he thought, privately with his doctor. Class action runs from September 17, 2014 to December 31st, 2024. Began when Siri incorporated the Hey Siri feature that allegedly led to the unauthorized recordings.
Yeah, that is creepy, man.
Do you have a Siri at home?
Well, I have an Apple iPhone.
Okay.
But I never use Siri. I've never used Siri in my life.
See, we use the Google Home Assistant, and we just start, we're like, hey, Google. And then it's like, you know, hey, Google, play music, or hey, Google, blah, blah. And there'll be random times where we're just having a conversation, and all of a sudden Google will chime in, okay.
Is it the standalone thing that sits there?
Yes. Yep, it's just a Google standalone. It's just a
the Alexa thing.
Yes, yeah, it's the Google Home
version.
Hub.
Okay,
yep,
gotcha.
Yep,
gotcha. And I got one of those too, and I haven't never taken it out the box.
Yeah, I mean they're pretty cool, but at the end of the day, it's like they are kind of invasive. So
that's not good.
We'll go to 5720 because we're a little long. I'll just move a 30.
Yeah, no, we're done. We are done. All right, that's going to wrap up headlines. Coming up next, tomorrow marks 10 years since one of my favorites passed away.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
On my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, we're getting down to the truth behind the names that you know and love. Unfiltered conversations with legends like Leanne Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Ricky Lake. Find out when they feel the most on par. We're breaking it down with Don Lemon, Aaron Parnas, Bomani Jones, laughing it up with Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, many more. You know, the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.